Gun shop owners saw increases in sales begin within a week of the Sandy Hook Elementary School incident as talk spread about imposing stricter gun control measures. Sales are off the chart today. Lines of vehicles along roadways leading to gun stores. Citizens anxious to purchase equipment before Governor Andrew Cuomo's sweeping gun reform measures take effect. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association President Tom King has been on the phone with colleagues and the media since early morning.
I don't think I've stopped. Everybody, I mean, this is a big story, obviously, and everybody wants to know what's going on. And you know what? So do I. I've read the bill. I had an attorney look at it. I think there is so much confusion going around with this. I don't think anybody knows exactly what the bill says.
Linda Fitzpatrick owns Lynn's Leisure Time Gun Shop in Davenport, Delaware County.
That's been absolutely crazy. Our sales have at least doubled this year, and the last few weeks, we just can't keep up with it. We can't replace the guns we've sold. We can't replace the ammo. It's just sold out.
What about today?
We've been very busy today.
Glenville resident Chuck Zizicki was among dozens of customers crammed into a suburban Albany gun store late this afternoon.
Very interesting being here today, just observing what I see here. I was at the gun show in Saratoga also Sunday. Never seen such a turnout. I've gone to it for the last 15 years. Tremendous turnout.
Do you think they're overreacting?
I do. It's just what you said, an overreaction of what shouldn't have happened but did, and this is what we're seeing.
Linda Fitzpatrick shares some of her concerns about the future of the gun business.
The fear of the new laws has made people run out and buy guns. The ones I have left, I can't sell. I can't order them and sell them. And they're talking about doing background checks and ammunition? I mean, that's crazy. Just trying to sell this many guns, it's been so busy with the guns that there were times when we were on the phone for 45 minutes, just on hold for 45 minutes, trying to get through to do the background checks. So if we have to do them for the ammunition, I mean, that you sell all the time, a lot more than the guns. So how are we going to get through to do the background checks?
Tom King has a warning for Republicans who voted in favor of the new gun laws.
I have no issues with gay marriage. But if you look at what happened to three of the four senators that voted for the gay marriage bill, who, by the way, the governor, you know, promised to protect, they're no longer in the Senate. The storm that is going to hit the Senate regarding the Second Amendment issues, the gay marriage issue will look just like a blip on the radar.
King expects heavy support for candidates who take strong pro-Second Amendment stances during the next election cycle. He says political fallout is inevitable. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.